realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
China is in default on over $1 trillion of debt owed to U.S. citizens. And the U.S. government, of course, ignores it. My colleague Andrew Hale recently wrote an article in The Hill detailing how the U.S. pays interest on $800 billion of treasuries held by China. So that's about $50 million per day that we pay to China. Ironically enough, China is currently in default on over $1 trillion in sovereign debt. In other words, they owe us more than we owe them, and they are paying us precisely zero interest. The debt dates from the 1930s, borrowed from private investors and governments, and then defaulted by the Republic of China. The U.S., of course, is a different story. As always, we are the suckers who let it slide because our politicians don't have the balls to enforce American interests when it comes to China. Keep in mind, this is debt owed to American citizens, not to our government. So it's not our government's prerogative to ignore. So back to the loans, exactly how much are they worth? The debts were gold denominated, which was common before FDR. So today they're worth between $1 trillion and $1.6 trillion, so up to double all of the U.S. debt China holds. Given the debts are not being serviced, of course, they continue accruing unpaid interest, even as the U.S. continues paying China like a chump. So soon enough, they will be $2 trillion.
Soon enough, it will be $2 trillion. Yes, money is owed to us. Anyone want to guess why we're not going after the money, but we continue to give at least $50 million a year to China? Why are we giving money to China? Yeah, okay. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Chris Ann Hall, Uncle Milty, Patrick Wood tomorrow. All right, Technocracy. And also, we've got the fabulous Melissa Smith on, Midwest Melissa. How are you?
I am lovely.
Excellent. I want to hear all about the eclipse. This is, I do. I want to hear more. We had you call in on Eclipse Day, but I do want to hear just a little bit about this. And of course, Midwest Melissa was there on site, and so she can kind of tell you a little bit about it. And we have a lot of topics to cover today in this hour as well. So, all right. Tell us about your day.
Well, I have to start by saying this. It was a trifecta of miracles. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Because the Midwest in April, the probability of having clear skies and perfect temperatures, mm-hmm. along with a solar eclipse, is about, I don't know how many point zeros you'd have to get all three of those.
Sure.
The eclipse alone, but just to have an April day that had perfect temperatures and clear skies, but at the same time that something you wanted to see mm-hmm. was happening was amazing. And the weather forecast had not been for that. Mm-hmm. So it just cleared up kind of at the last moment, which awesome. I thought maybe God is telling us something.
Right.
You know, look up,
awesome.
look up.
Yeah.
So it was, we were in the 4-minute totality zone. Mm-hmm. We drove a little ways. We didn't have to go to a different state or anything. We just drove due south from where I live to get into the totality. And it was absolutely profound. And I'm not sure I would call it life altering, mm-hmm. but almost there. For those that didn't see it, it was a very strange, my husband and I were paying attention as the sun went down yesterday to where did it get the same level of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And when the sun goes down in the evening, it's a different kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
We had twilight on the horizon, 360 degrees. It looked like the sun was setting in every direction. But when you look straight up, you mm-hmm. can see stars.
Hmm.
So it's a, you know, like when the sun goes down, you get twilight in the west and it'll be maybe dark in the east, but there's a kind of a gradient of darkness, mm-hmm. you know, from west to east. This was dark above and light all around, which was very interesting.
Hmm.
My husband was the first one to point out, like, what is that? Those little red things. He saw mm-hmm. them before I did. And I told him at the time, I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's NASA doing their thing. Who knows?
Hmm.
You know, because, yeah. you know, we didn't know. When we got home, there were people chattering all over on social media. In the totality, you could actually see solar flares. Mm-hmm. The little red things that we were seeing were solar flares off the surface of the sun. The moon blocked it out, but we could see, actually with our, just with our eyes, mm-hmm. Solar flares, which was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
We had been anxious to pay attention to animals around us, and we did go to the donkey farm, and the donkeys were like, don't care. When are you bringing the food out? Mm-hmm. They did not care at all. But the birds did get quiet, mm-hmm. and it got very still. Mm-hmm. And then we heard tree frogs, which only usually come out
in
the evening.
Sure.
So tree frogs. And then as the totality kind of began to wane, as it started to pass, mm-hmm. the frogs quit and the birds started singing like it was, you know, 4 a.m. as the sun comes up. So that was kind of an interesting thing, too.
I'll bet. I bet that's kind of, it has to be a little crazy in the middle of the day to witness that, I'm sure. Yeah.
The other thing about the darkness that I thought was interesting, we could tell, the eclipse itself took, I think it started here at about 2:50 mm-hmm. and didn't hit maximum until 3:10. So it took it that's not right. It was 1:50 it started. It took it a long time. That's a slow movement mm-hmm. before the sun is completely covered.
Right.
And you could see the light kind of slowly graying out. Mm-hmm. It got dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. But when we got very near to totality, and when totality actually hit, it got dark all at once. And then it stayed dark for those 4 minutes. And then as soon as the moon shifted again, and we mm-hmm. were now, you know, maybe right. we're only at 1%, but you don't realize how really powerful the sun really is.
It's amazing.
That just 1% of sunlight can do that much illumination.
That's true.
Yeah. My overall sense of now having thought about it for a couple of days, mm-hmm. and I hope we'll return to this topic in a little bit, I hope. But it made me feel very small in the face of like cosmic forces, mm-hmm. legitimately. Like how often, you know, the sun comes up and goes down every day, and that's just kind of every day. Mm-hmm. And you don't pay attention to the miracle that is right. every day. Or the little miracles that are everywhere around us all the time. Mm-hmm. And I felt, you know, to actually be able to observe mm-hmm. like the movement of, you know, the moon and the sun and the earth. And, you know, this is like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. It's like looking up and seeing planetary things moving. It made me and all the clutter and chaos that is my everyday normal life feel really small for a minute, for 4 minutes. It just, all that went away. And it was very, I told you at the time, it was profound. Mm-hmm. And it left me with a sense of awe about how really amazing the place that we live is. You know, God's creation is really, really amazing. And how seldom, I guess, we take the time mm-hmm. to even think about that.
So true. It reminds me of Louis C.K. He did a bit on flight, and he said, "We are flying through the air so fast, and you're worried and you're mad because your cell phone took 2 seconds to work," you know, and being in awe of the things that we're just not in awe of. Are we in awe of a birth still? Are we in awe of a baby being born? Are we in awe of the world, like the beauty that we have out there? It is truly, when you step back, I love that you're saying this, because when you step back, it's so true. We're not in awe. We need to be in awe of all of this.
A lot of people come to my portion of the Midwest and mm-hmm. they, you know, it's not scenic and it's not beautiful here. We right. don't have mountains. We don't have some of the, you know, we don't have giant waterfalls. This is not Niagara Falls. And we don't have the Rocky Mountains to look at. We don't even have the Appalachian Mountains to look at.
Right.
I live in the flatland. There's places I can go in Indiana where I can see horizon to horizon and it's flat. Mm-hmm. And my son was saying to me the other day, he's like, "Oh, it's just so boring here. It's just so boring." And after the eclipse, I was talking to my husband and I said, you know why he thinks it's boring? Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't really see or perceive or really feel that he's standing on top of the ice age.
Right.
And yeah. that fills me with
That's
wonder.
Huge.
It's so
yeah.
flat here because we had mountains of ice at one time that shoved all of Canada's topsoil yes. into the Midwest. And we those things are there and you can we see them and we don't even think about what they are or how they happened. And that stuff, if you open up your mind to the wonder of wherever you are, it doesn't matter whether you do have mountains or whether you have the Grand Canyon to look at or whether mm-hmm. you really do have Niagara Falls to look at. Even if you're just looking at the flatland that is some of the most fertile soil in the entire globe.
Right.
There is wonder to be had if you open your mind to it.
I love that.
There really is. And like you said, you know, we look at our kids and we don't think about the miracle that they're of them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about the miracles that we're surrounded with every single day in abundance. I think we would be a lot more grateful if we did.
Right. Right now,
but yeah,
I think there's more truth being told on the earth than there has been. And I truly mean that. And I think that sometimes as hard as this fight is and as hard as what we're up against is, we have to remember that. We've got to remember that the most truth is out there right now and is being spoken of right now by the most people. In history, I think that we have solid truth and we just, you know, that's a gift. And sometimes we are not in awe of that and we need to be. There's always miracles if you're really looking. There's always miracles, I think. So,
yeah, and just look up sometimes. You know, we hear that all the time. Just stop and smell the roses.
Right, right.
This was a moment where we had to stop and look up. And great spiritual truth may be in that as well. Just stop and look up sometimes because the miracles are all around us if we do that.
I know. And our blessings. I think sometimes our showing gratitude keeps us humble. And we have got to always get on our knees and express that gratitude because, you know, there's a job for all of us. We are all intricately important to what's happening right now. So pray for purpose, pray for you to be able to have courage and then pray to be in awe of everything. and honestly, just grateful because a lot of times I think we get out of that gratitude zone and we need to stay in that daily. Be right back more with the Midwest Melissa. Great Melissa, we'll be right back. Hey guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I've got Melissa on with me and talking about all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure, you know, looking back at the day, I know Chris Ann Hall was like, okay, everything didn't end on eclipse day, so we're good. but you know, even for religious reasons, there was some really odd and interesting things that happened with the eclipse and the cities it hit and the dirt. I mean, there was all kinds of things that I thought were fascinating. But Melissa's going to tell us some of the things that were said that were just lunatic. For just a second. Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah. Sunny Hostin, who's mm-hmm. one of the co-hosts on The View.
So I'm sorry. I just natural reaction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, this isn't going to be good. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about the 4.8 earthquake in New York City. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And she said, here's her quote, I guess. She said, all these things together, meaning the earthquake and the coming eclipse, would maybe leave one to believe that either climate change exists or else something else is going on. Now, I'm not quite sure how it is
climate change
affected an eclipse or an earthquake, for that matter.
You know what? They're lunatic women. I'm serious. There's something really wrong with them. Like, they're not, they're like kind of mentally unhinged. Not kind of, a lot. But it's bizarre, some of the stuff that flies out of their mouths. I mean, honestly, uneducated, we know that. But I'm talking about really like delusionally weird, you know?
Well, there's a pattern. Always look for the pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, you go to the hospital from a car accident and you had COVID because everything was COVID.
Yeah.
Now you have an eclipse and an earthquake. It has to be climate change because everything is climate change,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. In the vein of other stupid things said.
Can I say one thing about that, though? People blame us on the right for a heart attack happening and everyone's saying, okay, did they get their shots? But, you know, there's a lot of proof because there's people that actually the people that are getting the shots are having a majority of heart problems when they have no health history to dictate that. And the only thing that changed was the shots. So, you know, to be fair, because a lot of people say that about us, too. The thing is there's actual evidence to back that up. But go ahead. Sorry. I just had to say that. Yeah.
Well, let's kind of pivot over here to Sheila Jackson Lee, who was apparently she's a representative who sits on the House Subcommittee for Science, and the subcommittee that she sits on is space exploration, right? That's kind of an important fact here. So she was at Booker T. Washington High School in Houston, Texas. And she came out with these profound sayings. Sometimes you need to just take the opportunity to come out and see a full moon that is a complete rounded circle made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is how we as humans could live on the moon. Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's impossible to go near the sun. The moon is much more manageable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Last time I checked the moon, well, I've never personally checked the moon.
Alrighty.
But the wisdom seems this, if we follow the science, it would seem to indicate that the moon is made of rock, not gases. It's not like the sun at all. She also believes that the moon has its own light, that it provides light in the nighttime because of its own light, which I think I learned in second grade that wasn't true.
Sheila Jackson Lee, interesting character. They're so lunatic. I just can't. It's just baffling.
When this was pointed out to her that she said something really stupid, like really stupid. Listen to this kind of deflection here. She says, well, obviously I misspoke. I meant to say the sun. But as usual, Republicans are focused on stupid things instead of stuff that really matters.
That what was her excuse.
Yeah, we should be focusing on issues like prenatal care, building more affordable housing, and the reduction of student loan.
How can they concentrate on prenatal? They're just going to murder it anyway. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm all in favor of everybody. Please stop watching them and their shows, and then of course Sheila, stop paying attention to her, because
quit electing her, please.
This, well, yeah, it's got to be voter fraud, because there's no way. I mean, I'm sure that the people that first supported her can see the lunacy now. There's no doubt in my mind. So it gets kind of interesting. We'll be right back though.
At the school,
right? We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Melissa Smith when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey,
and text my okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy about that. My wonderful sponsors, go and text Birch Gold 989898. That's the phone number. And text them just my name, Kate. K-A-T-E, four little letters, and you'll get some free information. Remember 2022 when New York Fed had that little cyber drill, the little drill that they were going to implement digital currency, and they just couldn't figure out one of the problems that came out of it in their own report was that they couldn't figure out how to really make sure those transactions are what you actually had in the bank, and reconciliation of accounts and payments not making it and things like that. And so all I'm saying is, please shore yourself up with gold and silver and make sure that what you have out there, your IRAs and everything, is gold backed. Okay? You have an opportunity to do it. This is the window. And text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Okay? So, Melissa, back here with you. Let's talk cicada. Interesting.
Yeah, well, this is truly a Midwestern story.
Okay.
But it's going to be the next thing coming this year, and it's coming very soon, that somebody's going to say climate change, because we have two broods of cicadas. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, we used to call them locusts. Okay. But they're their own little thing. Cicadas are kind of a weird animal, and they burrow down into the ground and then they wait. So there is a brood 19. Mm-hmm. And a brood 13. And one of them is on a, when I say they wait, mm-hmm. they wait a long time. They get down in the ground, and some of them are 13 years they wait, mm-hmm. and some of them are 17 years that they wait in the ground, sucking up the juice of the tree roots and stuff down in the ground.
Okay.
When it's their time to come up to the surface, they mm-hmm. come up as these little funky bugs, and they climb up on the trees. This was the biggest thing when I was a kid. You'd find the little shells of them. They split. They're little. The bugs that come up from the ground are little. Mm-hmm. When they split, they come out of this shell like a butterfly, almost, you know, metamorphosis or something. And they're a bug about an inch and a half long, these big, giant black bugs with mm-hmm. huge wings and red eyes and black bodies. And they make the most outrageously loud sound you've ever heard in your life. It is apparently the love song of other cicadas. You know, they are in full mating mode.
It's like a leftist, you know, they have their own mating song.
They must.
As loud and as atrocious as it is, they're only there to get the attention of certain people. Ugh.
Well, anyway. This April, as soon as the soil temperatures, I think mm-hmm. they said, hit 69 degrees, mm-hmm. this year, two broods of cicadas will be hatching at the same time. So it's brood 19 and brood 13. Mm-hmm. And they will pretty much cover some parts of the Midwest.
Okay.
Illinois, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. into, brood 13 will be southern Wisconsin into Iowa and mm-hmm. Northern Illinois.
Okay.
Route 13 will be covering Southern Illinois and mm-hmm. a lot of Missouri.
Okay.
Now, the deal is when they come up and they live there a couple of weeks and then they die, there will be literally, they expect billions of them dead on the ground.
Okay.
It's huge. It's a huge event.
So how is this climate change?
Well, because we haven't seen them in a long time, right? Oh. We don't see them all the time. And lefties on the coasts are mm-hmm. going to be like, oh, my gosh, what are these weird bugs? And yeah. anything that's unique or unusual has yeah. to be the result of climate change.
It's like we go three seasons without summer and then summer comes. So they can't ever remember when we're in the three seasons that we actually have a summer season. So, of course, it's always climate change.
Well, that truly climate change. Is climate change. That is the very definition of climate change. We go from summer yeah. to fall. To yes. winter, to spring, so, the climate changes every
so
season.
So what you're saying is leftists, stop losing your lunch over the cicadas, right?
It's just normal. This is a normal thing. I remember quite well. And it's a weird phenomenon because you can go from one part of the city to another and it mm-hmm. there will be none in one part of the city and another part of the city will just be so outrageously loud you can't stand it.
Oh, funny.
So it's very localized, mm-hmm. but it's generalized over a huge area where these broods are going to come. I think my husband and I are going to have to drive over to Illinois just to hear it at some point because it's got to be, you know, if we were willing to drive a couple hours to see that, this is equally miraculous, yeah. truthfully.
Right.
It's as big a deal. It's just a different kind of experience than the eclipse. It's not going to be all, you know, ooh, moony and mysterious. And this is going to be loud and obnoxious. And we're just going to be like, oh, my gosh, the wonder of the earth that can produce things that only live for a couple of weeks above ground.
Oh, it's so true.
Only to go back and then yeah. wait for another 17 years.
I agree.
The last time these two broods hatched at the same time uh-huh. was before Abraham Lincoln was alive.
Wow. It's going to
be loud. So it doesn't happen often.
Oh, my gosh. You know they're going to cry out climate change. You know it. I mean,
oh,
it's
you
just
know,
sad.
But don't believe it. Please, on my behalf, I'm warning you now. Don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Anyone that says that, just laugh at them. Yeah. And say, you clearly have never lived in the Midwest uh-huh. more than about 15 minutes.
Also laugh at
because it happens somewhere every year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Also laugh at the fact that they're going to cry drought any minute now because we're getting into summer pretty soon. And it's the drought narrative and everything will be passed because of drought. We've got all kinds of things because of drought. And just remember, we have water underfoot. Every single time they cry out climate change and drought because we have a couple of hot days in a row, it drives me batty.
Yes, but hey, this is a good reason to seed the clouds, is it not? Because we have to have that rain.
Yes, in fact,
have to have it.
By the way, we're not just doing that. We're doing all kinds of stuff, and we're doing it without notifying anybody again, as they've always done in history. Scientists just test-fired a cloud device over American soil with the ultimate aim of blocking the sunlight. The USS Hornet may be decommissioned, you know, it's an aircraft, yet it has become the launch site for the controversial New War in the Skies. This is the Marine Cloud Brightening Program, Coastal Atmospheric Aerosol Research and Engagement Project. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we didn't have atmospheric aerosol. Oh. No, we do.
I'm not sure I can be here. This sounds like conspiracy talk,
right? Except that it exists and it's real and it's fact. And so, yes. And then, of course, the deck of the Hornet Tuesday to launch streams of particles into the sky above the San Francisco Bay. Their ultimate objective is to apparently block and reflect sunlight in hopes of limiting global warming. You are going to see more of this. They are going to do more of this crazy. Remember when Bill Gates was calling for the total blockout of sunlight? Okay. Here we are. They did this over San Francisco Bay. Alameda's having a fit in California because they didn't let anyone know they were doing this. And I wish they'd be more upset about what they did than just being let in on it. But
yeah, we don't. We only have their word to know what they sprayed.
Uh huh. Yep.
And I will add this. Mm-hmm. We did have clear skies in Indiana for the eclipse.
Right.
And they were crisscrossed like crazy by chemtrails that day.
Interesting. Well, these.
A lot of them.
See, CARE researchers, K A R E. Researchers behind the geoengineering scheme opted not to announce their experiment because they just wanted to be able to do it. Isn't that nice? So the public, the residents of Alameda, nobody got to hear anything about this. Nobody knew what was going on. And it's the University of Washington, Bill Gates, Department of Atmospheric Sciences, talking about conceding that fossil fuel emissions and other human activities have long generated aerosols into the atmosphere that mix in with low altitude clouds, causing them to brighten and reflect the sunlight. Anyway, the director of this said, I think most people are aware there's a greenhouse gas effect that warms climate. No, we're not Sarah Doherty. And so this continuous nonsense is going to keep happening. And she's talking about the overall effect of climate warming. We're back to climate warming. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Climate warming again, not just climate change. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking warming again?
Uh-huh.
That's a hot news flash.
I know. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Midwest Melissa when we come back. There you go. Promise, they're so good at what they do. Let's get some.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right. Are we already at the end of the show? Holy cow, that went fast. Went fast today. All right. So I just wanted to mention MyPillow has their slides and something else. And now I can't remember what it is for like $15. You guys. Oh, sandals. Sandals and slides for $15. Get over there. Put in the code Kate, though. It helps us stay on the air. And then also make sure to get out of your credit card debt. DoneWithDebt.com. I really like these guys, and I like what they're doing for friends of mine and for people out there. You need an answer. This is a great way to do it. And they have ingenious new ways to get out of your, or at least get on top of your credit card debt to get out of your credit card debt, okay? And if you're like most Americans, most people have really gotten themselves into a fix on this because of the inflation that the country won't talk about, the media won't talk about. So make sure and get over to DoneWithDebt.com, and there's a drop-down window when they ask how you heard about them and let them know that we sent you. And of course, Melissa, you know, we were talking about, you were saying how every project should be the Tower of Babel when it comes to climate change and all of their crazy god-like ideas of themselves and how they're going to control, you know, the climate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's insane.
Well, that's the perfect story to illustrate that. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
God created the earth and all the systems that are here, mm-hmm. but we can control it. And I think it's just hubris. And I think that these are people who do have God complexes, mm-hmm. and it's going to go terribly awry, and mm-hmm. it's going to all come crashing down upon itself. Well, and sadly, I think we may be part of the crash.
People should ask.
We're going to be under it.
People should ask, did climate change affect the eclipse? Are we able to affect anything with our little plastic bags and straws? No. So stop with the nonsense. Oh, gosh. It's a God complex is what it is.
It is. It absolutely is.
Let's talk this new term that you wanted to let people in on.
Well, there you're going to start to see more and more like social psychologists and social mm-hmm. science people talk about a term called digital dementia, mm-hmm. which is not diagnosable right now. Mm-hmm. But what they're talking about is too much screen time causes actual changes in our brain chemistry, mm-hmm. very similar to dementia. And it can start very young. Our little children who are being given too much screen mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. So they're finding that it's causing changes in brain, mm-hmm. in our brain function with like memory issues, losing and forgetting things, mm-hmm. Difficulty recalling words, experiencing trouble with multitasking. They're also finding that children are not developing like eye-hand coordination. Mm-hmm. Some children coming into kindergarten and first grade do mm-hmm. not have the fine motor skills to hold a pencil or a crayon.
Right, right.
So this is this whole digital dementia thing. Be on the alert for more about that
information. So it's not just idiocy anymore. Forever it's been idiocy is what our phone attention has caused us, just stupidity. But now it's like actual dementia traits.
Yes.
Whew.
It's actual changes in brain structure and brain function. So, and it, by the way, it doesn't just affect children. It affects adults as well. And I have to really think sometimes about how much time I spend either watching TV or in front of a screen on my phone, what in front of my laptop. You could spend the whole day just going from screen to screen to screen. And children who spend a lot of time at school where they've given them screens now and expect a lot of that use, it's something to be concerned about. And I believe that the antidote to it, number one, is to limit screen time.
Right.
But the other thing for all of us, whether we're children or adults, is to go outside. It's what we were talking about at the beginning of the hour. Look up and experience the wonder of the world. Because that fills our brain and our mind and our bodies full of healthy things. And I pulled a list of all kinds of activities you can do. And I was really kind of amazed at how many of them are things that I did with my kids or I did myself as a child. Go out, and I know people in the West don't get lightning bugs or fireflies. We used to collect jarfuls of them, and you take them to your bedroom and they light up your bedroom at night, and it was a big deal, and you let them out in the morning and we thought we were big stuff. But collect bugs and insects, or collect rocks. I still have my rock collection from when I was a kid.
Wow.
But anything that connects children to the outside world, buy them a bird book and have them start looking at birds, or go out, look for animal tracks.
Right.
Take a hike, take a walk. I made a bingo card with my kids, and we had all kinds of things that we would see in the neighborhood. And we'd just walk around in the neighborhood until somebody got a bingo. So it had things like find a bird bath,
right,
or find
right.
a
play in the
you know,
sprinklers.
They were really simple things.
Play in the sprinklers. I mean, there's so many things that we that we used to do, and then it feeds, you know, imagination. And I love it when kids are outside. We always bought our kids sports equipment. I did not like gaming. I'm not a gamer. Didn't like it. Could never understand why everyone loved it so much. And I think my kids fared pretty well just playing outside a majority of the time. We actually had to call them in after it got dark because they didn't want to come in because they were having so much fun. And we miss those days, don't we?
Well, right now there's a trend towards super organized sports. And I think one of the things that we forget is let kids organize their own games.
Yeah.
Get the gang of neighborhood kids together and get a game of stickball going.
And let them work out their differences. Don't jump in as a parent. Don't, you know, hover. Let them figure it out. It's best way.
It is. I just was walking out. I just walked through a screen porch that we have at the back of the house. And I saw that I still have the terrarium that we built with my kids when they were in Cub Scouts. And my children are now 26 and 23 years old. So we still have a terrarium that they did when they were in fifth grade and third grade.
Wow.
Still growing. I'm going to bequeath it to them in my will. But that's, you don't have to, there's a lot of things that we can do together as families or even as individuals to just be outdoors. Open your door, open the windows of your house and let some fresh air in.
Yeah.
I took a minute and looked it up. About 50% of our population in the U.S. is vitamin D deficient. And there is vitamin D is the greatest thing to help fight, you know, to improve your immune system.
Yep.
And where do you get vitamin D? By being outdoors.
And it's from now until I think the end of September, October is when you get the best vitamin D outside. Right. From right now until
I did all my radio prep today sitting outside with my dog on a swing.
I love that.
And I took my shoes off and I walked around in barefoot in the grass.
Nice.
And there's healthy things to come from that. Yeah. But we tend to think that we have to spend all our time indoors, and that's just not the case.
And then be in awe of it. Be in awe of it. Look up and be in awe of who we are and find our purpose and let's get going. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I love it that you said that earlier. That's awesome. Thank you, Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. And we'll see you here tomorrow with Uncle Milty and, of course, Chris Ann Hall and a few guests. So we'll be back tomorrow. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. peace of mind. My name, Kate. Thanks, you guys.